And I'm Steve Inskeep in Las Vegas. A little less than 24 hours after the mass shooting here, we drove to a street on the west side of the city. A little neighborhood of Spanish-style homes with the red tile roofs. And in an open garage, we met Deborah Ruffino.
Hi there.
Hi.
We're here to see Nicole,
who, along with her husband, was helping their daughter, Nicole, move in.
And this is our only baby.
Nicole pulled up in the driveway as we were talking.
There.
We had her after 15 years marriage.
We walked together inside the high-ceilinged house, which is Nicole Ruffino's first. She'll be sharing it with roommates. She's 24, works in the radiology department of a hospital. We'd come to visit because she went to the concert with friends on Sunday night on the Las Vegas Strip. The statistics from shooting after shooting can leave you numb, so we just wanted to hear one person's experience. The couch had just been moved into place amid the boxes in the new house, so we sat there to talk about Sunday night. She was a big fan of Jason Aldean.
Do you remember which song was playing when things started to change?
Yeah, I believe it was the end of Any Old Barstool.
Were you in that mass of people right in front of the stage?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What was the first thing you noticed that seemed wrong?
I heard something that sounded like fireworks. And I remember turning to my friends. I literally turned all the way around. I said, who has fireworks here? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And then I started to turn back around. And then the second round went off. And I realized those weren't fireworks.
She was with a man and a woman in the crowd. They tried to run together. And in that crowd, tried not to fall.
Because the girls right in front of us when we started to run just fell, and then everyone else started to fall because everyone was just trampling over each other trying to get away.
Where did you go?
When we started running, we found this tent. We ran past the tent, under the tent, and past it, and found this little back area, but we couldn't escape that back area because the fences were so high you couldn't climb them and there was no opening. So we were literally trapped between like this tent and the fence, and there was just a mass of people right there, and we saw this huge refrigerated like trailer truck sitting there, and it was open, and there were people saying, come on, get in. So the three of us jumped in, and we got a bunch of other people in with us, and at that point we were just still hearing gunshots and really not, we were just so confused, we didn't understand. After about 20 minutes, the gunfire ceased, or at least we thought it did, and we just knew we had to get out of there. So that's when we opened the door, ran out of the truck, jumped off, and there were some people that were with us that brought the ramp of the truck onto the fence to try to climb up the ramp and over the fence. Mm. So when we were trying to get up this ramp, we were slipping all the way down. We could not get up this ramp. And so we knew we had to find another way out. We ran around to another area, finally found a way out the gate. And I just remember running past people on the floor that had been shot. One man was doing CPR on a guy that was laying on the ground shot. And Brian just kept saying, just keep running. And we ran about a mile to the Hooters Casino.
Nicole Ruffino didn't know at that uncertain moment if the shooting was over. So she called her mom and dad and asked them to come and get her.
What exactly was it like when you found your mom and dad, or they found you? It's okay.
It was just really emotional. I was actually, the whole time, I was more worried about how they felt than my own safety, because I knew they were going to be so upset, especially if something happened to me. So I was more worried about getting out of there for them than for myself.
Nicole Ruffino was unhurt when we met her, still unpacking boxes with her parents' help. It was supposed to be a normal day, her move-in day, a milestone in a life that, unlike those of so many others at that concert, will go on.